This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonio Gonzalez. The Trump administration has announced the forms for the 2020 census will be printed without a controversial citizenship question. NPR reports the abrupt decision on Tuesday followed a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting the reason the administration gave for adding the question. The National Congress of American Indians previously issued a resolution opposing the citizenship question on the census form. The organization said it could cause added confusion when filling out the form, which could negatively affect the response rate for Native Americans, a population that is historically undercounted in the census. In Montana, the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes shipped five of their bison herd to another tribal nation recently. As Olivia Rheingold reports, the exchange is part of an effort to restore bison populations across Indian country.
In a historic agreement between the Fort Peck tribes and the Eastern Shoshone, five bulls were loaded onto a trailer and traveled over 500 miles to the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming.
It'd be almost like your children when they move on, you know that you can't stop it. But yet you know they're going to a good place.
That's Robert Magnin, the director of the Fort Peck Tribe's Fish and Game Department. We spoke in the days leading up to the transfer.
Okay, your tuberculosis, make sure that they're free, and the brucellosis, make sure they're free.
In 2014, the Fort Peck Tribe spent $500,000 constructing a state-of-the-art quarantine facility for brucellosis. It's a disease that ranchers dread because it can make cattle abort their fetuses. That said, there have been no recorded cases of bison transmitting brucellosis to cattle. Still, the Montana state veterinarian had to certify that the bison were brucellosis-free before they could be sent to Wind River.
It's something I can show other states that ask us if we do this, that I have proof that we have done this before.
That matters because Magnin wants to help other tribes start their own herds, too.
Chairman
Floyd Azure says restoring his tribe's and others' connection to buffalo is a priority for him.
I'd like to see every reservation, every tribe that had anything to do with the bison, to have bison on their reservation. And if we can assist them in any way, that's what we're here for.
This summer, the Fort Peck tribes plan to give five more bison to another tribe. This time, the Rosebud Sioux in South Dakota are the lucky recipients. For National Native News and Yellowstone Public Radio, I'm Olivia Rheingold.
In South Dakota, a new law took effect this week requiring the Division of Criminal Investigation to gather data on missing and murdered Indigenous people. The Argus Leader reported it also requires the agency to create procedures and training on handling cases involving women and children. North Dakota passed a similar law earlier this year. Montana also is hiring a specialist in missing persons and creating a Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force. A similar task force will be created in Minnesota under a law that went into effect this week. A woman who won a legal challenge in Oklahoma against a law that stated only federally recognized tribal members could sell their art as Native-made will not be allowed into this year's Santa Fe Indian Market. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports Peggy Fontenot is a member of the Potawomac Indian Tribe of Virginia. It's recognized by the state but not the federal government. She applied to show her photography and beadwork at the market, but the Southwestern Association for Indian Arts, which organizes the market, denied her application and those of several others. SWIA officials said they're enforcing a rule that only artists from federally recognized tribes, nations, and pueblos can show their work at Indian Market. But Fontenot called the designations arbitrary and said numerous state-recognized tribes are in the process of petitioning the federal government for recognition. Her attorney, Caleb Trotter, with the Pacific Legal Foundation, said this debate about who can be called Native American is growing, and it's hampering the ability of artists around the country to participate in art markets. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org. Support by the Wheelwright Museum, New Mexico's oldest nonprofit independent museum. The Wheelwright presents exhibitions of contemporary and iconic Native art, and there is no charge for Native visitors. Info at wheelwright.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.